Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon. I'm here with John Hansen.
Yo, 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 yo.
We're in for Patty Vasquez. It's pretty late with John and Esmeralda.
We've kept up the theme because I know there's a lot of eating and drinking on our show.
Yes,
so.
Especially in the Fridays.
So we had to do it.
A lot of eating and drinking. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the tables a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little serious.
A little
slightly.
Rotate. Yeah.
In the world right now, at least for me, because of, you know, how people's politics are or whatever, but I feel like it's a very sensitive situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to look for ways to do things to help out their neighbors, their friends, the world, this and that. And we have Janae Myers in with Chicago Cares.
Well, oh. I didn't turn your mic. That was me. There you go.
With Chicago Cares.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
So you're the CEO of Chicago Cares, and
yes.
Tell everybody what is Chicago Cares.
Sure. So Chicago Cares is a volunteer-based organization, and we mobilize volunteers to strengthen and unify Chicago.
Oh, that's a nice little tagline there. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, like, Esmeralda, I think, brings up a great point, and that's mm-hmm. how we kind of entered this,
yeah.
that people are looking to do stuff. And by the way, I will say, as we hear the glasses still clinking from, we're not still getting sloshed here.
We had our fun.
No, yeah. It's a political thing because I think people are riled up, but both yeah. sides of the aisle, I think we can all come together and volunteer
yes.
to help each other out.
100%. So I was actually just in D.C. for a trip, and E Pluribus Unum, from many one, that is what our country is founded on. So we've had this history and so many differences in the space and the world throughout our history, but yet we can all come together as one as Americans, and what better way to do that than volunteering? I think service is something that is... It unites us, and it brings us together in a way that, you know, most other activities there, you can find a way to say, well, not this side or that side, or you mm-hmm. might have opinions, but who doesn't just want to help the city and help your neighbors? I think that's kind of a universal thing that we can all really get behind.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw a post on your Facebook. It says, it just said, because volunteering grows empathy. Can you, like, just tell us a little more about that? Because I just saw that. I was like, yes.
Yes, it does. So here's our theory at Chicago Cares, and I think everybody can really relate to this, is you get out, you know, we hear things on the news, you listen to things on the news, and you hear about neighborhoods, especially here in Chicago, and you have perceptions. Mm-hmm. And especially on the South and West side, you have probably negative perceptions based on what you hear on the news and in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever really gone to the South side or the West side, and you actually meet another human being who lives there and works there and, you know, it just exists, and that's where their job and their livelihood, and they're trying to raise family and kids, you connect with another human being, and that helps create empathy. And how you can do that through volunteering is you go, you know, we're very big on trying to find out what are those needs in the community, and then how can volunteering help? And then how do we get people from that community and another community potentially participating side by side, right? And to mm-hmm. say, we're all in this. I might live in the South Loop, which is where I live,
mm-hmm.
and then I might go to Englewood, but I want to learn about Englewood, know about Englewood. Kusana Cafe is an awesome
cafe.
Oh, I
love Kusana Cafe.
Shout out for that.
Yes.
I mean, their oatmeal is delicious, mm-hmm. and the coffee is amazing, and the people are wonderful, but it's a sense of, it's a place of community, but I wouldn't have known that unless I'd went to Englewood,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And met with people there and talked with people there, and I think things become so much more relatable when it's not just on TV or these sound bites that you hear about things. It's when you truly connect with other human beings. So to go out and say, you know, we're going to go, you know, clean up a vacant lot so we can get ready for better development, because you want to make sure that communities look nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about having clean streets and clean lawns and, you know, having places look right. So we had done that over Veterans Day in Auburn Gresham, and worked with volunteers from a little bit of everywhere working together to clean up this lot in the 17th Ward. And it was really remarkable. And the relationships that kind of happened watching people learn about each other is great. And service is one way to do that.
So I was going to ask a nuts and bolts question really quickly. How exactly it works?
Yeah.
How do you find the causes that you need? Is this something that you personally want? Or do people approach you saying, we need some help with this. Can you help rally these people to do it?
Both.
Okay.
So we have over almost 300 community partners that we already work with in Chicago, because we've been around for 25 years. So we've got a lot of partners that we already work with. But we also hear about things from just us trying to go out into the community and seek partnerships. One thing that we've done this year is we've partnered with LISC. And LISC is a local Chicago nonprofit organization that works with a ton of community-based groups that put together these quality of life plans. And what we said to LISC is, let us be your volunteerism arm. As you're doing all this work about building business in communities and trying to shape it and grow healthier communities, more vibrant communities, mm-hmm. let us help be that mobilizer of people and bring in volunteers. So through them, that's how we came to Auburn Gresham and that project for Veterans Day. So it's going to other partners out in the community and known entities and folks that are doing great work already, and saying, how can we help bring additional resources in the form of sweat equity of volunteers and potential resource of dollars for supplies, et cetera, to get the work done to really transform a community.
Okay. So how would you do this? You go to chicagocares.org.
Correct.
So I go on my computer, I look that up, and then how do we get... How do you do that?
You sign up as an individual volunteer, mm-hmm. Esmeralda. So that would be something you could do, sign up as an individual volunteer. But if you're a nonprofit or community-based organization, there's also a section on our website, which is looking fresh and new if you go to chicagocares.org.
I am looking. It looks great right now.
We worked really hard on that. We're very excited about some upgraded technology. But anyhow, for the website, the nonprofits can fill out a community partner application. And on there is where we really talk about, you know, what are the kind of things that you could use volunteers for? And then once we take a look at those applications, then we'll come and make a visit, talk to you more, really have an in-depth conversation about how we can be helpful for those needs out in the community.
Did you start this organization as a way, or actually I should ask, did you start this?
I didn't know. Okay, I mean, yeah. 25. I mean, sure, yes. actually, it was founded 25 years ago by Leslie Bloom and Mary Perhall, and two friends who just realized they wanted to do more, and so did their friends. And there was just no easy way to mobilize and volunteer. Right. So they just started to really build something. And it started with a park cleanup on Earth Day in April back in 1991.
Wow.
And has just built from there.
Yeah, because I imagine that's the struggle, is that there's this desire in people to volunteer. Mm-hmm. But, and maybe now with the internet, it's a little bit easier, but it's hard to, what do I do? Where do I start? And I don't know. I can't start an organization. Right. So it's so nice that there's like a one-stop shop. You fill this vacuum and you're almost, I don't want to put it like this because it's way more complex. You're almost like a middleman trying to hold people's hands to get them to do these things.
Yes. And the key part there too, John, is when nonprofit organizations, community partners, et cetera, what a lot of us lay people who aren't in that business don't realize is the capacity of those organizations to manage volunteers is not there, right? Like a Red Cross or the Food Depository, the big organizations, they have volunteer managers. They use volunteers as part of their model and their mission. They do it brilliantly. But a small soup kitchen, you know, on the west side, a senior CHA facility, a Chicago public school, they do not have the staff capacity or resources to manage volunteers. So what Chicago Cares comes in and does is we talk to the staff and the organizations and figure out what those needs are. And we design top to bottom what that volunteer experience will look like, right? What is it you're actually going to do? How many people do you actually need? Because I think we've all walked into a volunteer experience where you're like, oh, somebody asked you to volunteer. And you walk in and you're standing around and you're waiting. And you're waiting.
Well, it's because you guys know what you're... that's what you do. You're almost like the event planners of
volunteering.
Of volunteering.
We are. And the majority of what we do, too, is not just for individuals, which is so important, and that's a big bulk of what we do, but we do it for corporate. So we work with corporate America, and we had over 100 corporate clients last year and this year who want corporate employee engagement voluntary opportunities. So we work with them and figure out, again, what are your needs? And this time it's even bigger. It's like, I've got a group of 100, I've got a group of 200, and trying to logistically figure out how to manage those many people. It is an art and a science. And the team at Chicago Cares, the staff that we have, are absolutely incredible. They're so skilled in doing that, because you want people to walk away with a real understanding of why they're volunteering and where, right? Back to that sense of community and place and why you're there. Have a cultural understanding too, and some cultural sensitivity going into neighborhoods maybe that you've never been into before. So how we do that in the proper way is really important to us as well. But then do the activity, and the activity has to be like, all right, I'm going to work. I'm feeling used. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be redeployed if I get my work done fast and can help somebody else. And there's a sense of teamwork and, you know, accomplishment in doing that, is no matter what the project might be.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, having that moment of reflection of why I did this, why this was important, why it was important to do this with others. And hopefully what that leads to is this longer term change, right, of a person, of an individual, to say, I need to be more civically involved. I need to be, to your point, Esmeralda, why you this resonated with you is right. I need to do more in my community for something. That's, I think, the thread that we really want to encourage, and we think volunteering incredibly sparks that.
You seem so passionate. Just you talking about it, you seem so yeah. passionate about it. What got you into working with nonprofit and just
so government service? So I graduated from college in Michigan and moved to Chicago, a girl with big dreams in the big city, right? Mm-hmm. And ended up working for Mayor Daley.
Okay.
And ended up doing, I don't know, a total of 8 years doing public service, which is very similar to volunteerism, right? I mean, yes, I worked for city government and right. got paid and all of that, and as do I in this job, but it showed me how you can give back and create change in a community and locally. So working for Mayor Daley, and then I worked for his wife, Mrs. Daley, who, as you all know, is a part of After School Matters. Mm-hmm. And she just, again, was the heart of this city, and to see her get involved in philanthropy and what really happens out here in Chicago, and to see the business community come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. So seeing that going into the nonprofit sector, that was an easy from government to nonprofit transition for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a volunteer. I've been volunteering since I was like able to, right? At senior centers, especially, that's kind of a special place in my heart. I love grandparents and older people, and really enjoy that. So
yeah.
It's a natural.
It's in your blood.
Yeah.
We got some texts coming in, and we're going to get to those in just a few seconds. We're going to take a quick break. Janae, you're able to stick around, right? She's chugging her Canada. Canada Dry. Wow,
Canada
I'm really
dry.
Talking well here. We'll be right back on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN. I'm Esmeralda Leon. I'm here with John Hansen.
I've got some bacon and nuts in my... I couldn't even finish that sentence
okay.
without going down the wrong path there. Yeah, sorry, guys.
We're here with Janae. Janae Myers, CEO of Chicago Cares. It's a nonprofit that creates and manages volunteer opportunities. And you said also corporations, just
Absolutely.
To connect people to volunteer opportunities. Yeah. Tell us, we're talking off air, what's like a big thing that you're looking towards right now?
It's coal now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we work again with nearly 300 nonprofit organizations, and so many of them have clients. And what do you lose during the wintertime?
Mittens?
Yeah.
My scarf?
A little bit of everything, socks, yeah. You know, right? But yeah. the laundry eats them. But
I have a friend that runs a Tumblr page that's just Lost Mittens of Chicago.
That's a single mitten
that that's he just brilliant. Finds in the streets, yeah.
That's brilliant. But mm-hmm. people lose them all the time. So hats mm-hmm. and gloves, right? So we're kind of the only that we know of, at least, hat and glove drive in the city of Chicago. And we've collected over 12,000 items for all of last year, and we hope to do the same, if not more, this year for all of our community partners that we work with that put in a need. So it could be, you know, Chicago Commons, who has early childhood centers, or Erie Neighborhood House, or La Casa Norte. These are amazing organizations doing great work servicing clients, but hats and gloves, both for kids and adults, are really key mm-hmm. during this time of year. So how we make that a volunteer opportunity versus just a drive, like mm-hmm. a collection drive, is we bring folks in, or we'll do something at your office or your place of business where you can sort all, because, I mean, we get stuff in from an Amazon wish list. So that's another thing, is go to Chicago
nice.
Cares and our Amazon wish list.
Nice.
And you can order hats and gloves for us. But then we've got a ton of things to sort and pack and get out, right? So, like, again, certain organizations just serve kids, so we can only send them kids' hats and gloves. Others, just adults or seniors, right? So just adult size things. So you have to really pack, sort, and go through like all these boxes and
the
stuff.
The manual labor of things,
yeah. And that just happens. And then we also like to include like packaging them up nicely so it looks like a present, and putting notes and some handwritten notes to the folks that would be receiving them as well, since it's around the holidays.
It's nice to get a connection too,
yeah.
I imagine that does that.
From another person.
We had a text from an 815 saying that they're a stay-at-home caregiver for a disabled person. When are people going to help people like this? I see a lot of people who need help. And of course there is, and I don't know if your organization does anything kind of one-on-one like that, but I imagine that people that do, maybe it's their first time really volunteering as an adult, maybe they did it as a kid in school, but it's their first time, maybe that is just an entry into this world, and that can lead to things where you help someone maybe more one-on-one.
Correct. So for us as an organization, and this will get into the like the legal mumbo jumbo, right? But it is a risk, unless I'm background checking every single volunteer, to place them into someone's personal home. So there's rules and regulations behind that. And when you talk about seniors, you talk about children, those are vulnerable populations. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful about that. And as volunteers, you know, that takes a certain level of volunteer and skill set, et cetera. But now if you talk about seniors or disabled folks that are in homes or centers or places where there's multiple people, there's a staff that's not just a private single home, that's different. That's easier for us to go in and approach and bring in another group and have that be managed. But for us to go into individual folks' homes, that's difficult.
Yeah.
So my suggestion there is truly, if you know of someone or if you know of your neighbor or you know you just have an elderly neighbor and it's cold out, do a well-being check. Go knock on their door. I think, you know, we live in a time where we all live behind our mobile devices and behind the screens, and we forget about that human connection of people, and that's so important to really be able to do. So if you know you've got someone, you know, living next to you, make that effort, make that time. That is informal volunteering, right? So kind of what we at Chicago Cares does, it's more organized formal volunteering, but just that showing kindness, caring about others, it's something all of us can absolutely do every day. And as much as I want you to volunteer with Chicago Cares, if you just, you know, buy someone else a cup of coffee in line behind you, if you smile at someone who's homeless out on the streets and just give them some dignity and acknowledgement and don't pretend that they're invisible as you pass them, those kinds of things go a really long way.
I'm always blown away when I don't have like a dollar or some change, but I say, sorry, ma'am, or sorry, sir. They are like, they're, oh, that's okay. It really, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I try and make a point to just talk to people and be open and engaging. So we talked about the kind of the political atmosphere is how we kind of got into this. Maybe that plus the holidays can be a really great boost to some things like this. What's your challenge like after the holidays? Because like, I know everyone's like in that mindset now. Is it hard to kind of get people into the, after the new year to say, come on, we're still here. We need this help all year long.
Yes, because I'll tell you, agencies are inundated right now. Like soup kitchens are full. Like Thanksgiving, they're packed. If you tried to go, they'll probably turn you away if you haven't already signed up, because they only have a certain amount of capacity. There's only so much space, so much room, so many tasks for people to do, right, when you're going and volunteering, because everybody's in the spirit right now. But we need people to be in the spirit all year round. Homelessness, year-round issue. Hunger, year-round issue, right? So many of the things that we're trying to combat and help out with are going around year-round in this city. So while the mood might strike you more during the holidays, we want to really just encourage people to keep that up all year round. We try to say, come back in March. We still need you in March. Yeah. We need you in April. Like, those are important times to still continue to get involved. So kind of like those New Year's resolutions where you say you're going to go to the gym or you're going to stop eating the candy or whatever, don't give up on the resolution to give back. I think that's one that you can certainly stick with. And I, you know, when you volunteer with Chicago Cares, we make it so easy. We have so many things on the website for you to sign up for. It's a low barrier to entry to get in. So if you don't know if you want to work with kids or not, right? I always say this is really true. You might not be good with kids, so you should maybe just plant trees.
Right. I was gonna say
they won't talk back to you.
No, right? They're not gonna, but like that might not be the best thing for you to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say John, he's always said he loves talking to people and it makes him feel, and I'm kinda like, I don't really want
to
talk to anybody.
Yeah, then you should plant stuff.
What kind of things? You should be gardening.
You should be cleaning things up. Like if you don't want to interact with people, like you'll still interact with other volunteers, but if you just want to do stuff, there's also facilities work and cleanup and like you know, actual physical labor kind of
thing. The non-sexy stuff.
The non-sexy stuff that needs to get done. I mean, if we weren't maintaining and keeping, you know, track of our buildings and our city and keeping it clean, what would it look like, well, right?
But I think of like my dad, who is like the handiest man of all. Like that would be perfect for him. He don't want to talk to nobody. He wants to just fiddle around and fix some light fixtures or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
There is like a thing for everyone. I like that. And I shouldn't talk to do any gardening either. So this is going to be perfect for us.
That's me
too. We will never end up on the same.
Yeah. I will garden.
That's it.
It'll be good.
We're a good tag team there. We'll never be at the same volunteer event.
Never.
But that's
totally okay.
But we're still helping people.
That's right.
You said the website. It is sleek. I don't know when you guys redid this, but it's... Just now. So if I am I going to find some bugs if I start
might. Be careful.
Digging around?
I hope not. We're trying to have killed all those bugs. We had the exterminator come, so I think we're good.
We go. The WGN listenership is all over the country and Canada. So a lot of people obviously aren't necessarily Chicago-centric right now. But if they're inspired or maybe they hear about Chicago in the news, unfortunately, probably more than they want to, and they want to help out, are there ways to help out even if they can't give their time?
Absolutely. So we look, always, if you can't give your time, money.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. People are like, oh, but I'm volunteering my time and I don't understand. Volunteering and organizing a good volunteer opportunity and experience mm-hmm. takes resources. It just absolutely does. So let's just say we're going to go, you know, even clean up a park. Where are you getting the rakes and the shovels and the garbage bags and all the stuff? You know, we try to get as much donated as we possibly can, but mm-hmm. what you can't get donated, you have to buy. So there's budgets for everything that we do. So the work that we do with the corporations, we charge them to manage and run and kind of plan their volunteer engagements. But then the money from that helps to go for Joe and Jane Chicago Public to volunteer for free. But that volunteering for free, there's a cost to that because there's staff who's figuring out how to manage it. There's people leading it, you know, there's supplies, et cetera. So every donation counts. So again, ChicagoCares.org. And John, to your point about folks and listeners who aren't here in Chicago who also want to get involved, we belong to a larger organization called Points of Light, which is a national organization. And at Points of Light, there's a Boston Cares, there's a New York mm-hmm. Cares, there's a 1OC, which is in Orange County. So there's places all over the country that do things similar to Chicago Cares that you can find. But if you go to pointsoflight.org, that is the kind of, I like to call it the mothership, website where you can then find all these other organizations for a place near you.
Cool stuff.
Amazing, a wonderful organization. So where can we find everything again?
ChicagoCares.org.
And I notice you guys have a Facebook as well at Chicago Cares.
Yes.
Wonderful. Like that.
So much. Thank you so much, Janae Myers, CEO of Chicago Cares.
Thank you.